Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel, and the Gemara is quoting Yosef Zacha. So how far back does this go to? Yosef Zacha to what? Where's that Mishnah? I'm trying to go back to this. What daf is this on? Usually Adam's good at finding the Mishnah. Here we go. On daf Tesla Mabiz, Yosef said he was Zacha Likvor's Aviv. He was Zacha to bury his father Yaakov Avinu, and he was therefore Zacha the Midah Keneged Midah, that Moshe was to bury Yosef, and Moshe's Midah Keneged Midah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu himself was going to be Kover Moshe Rabbeinu. So that was the Midah Keneged Midah when it came to Yosef, the Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says now in Yud Gimel Min Aleph, Maishna Meikara, what's the difference that in the beginning initially, Dichse Vayal Yosef Likvoras Aviv, Vayalu Oso Kolavde Ito Kolavde Paro. So it says that when Yosef went up to go bury his father, and along with him all the Avde Paro went. Then it says, V'chol beis Yosef, v'achiv ubeis aviv. Then it says, the entire house of Yosef and his brothers, and the house of his fathers. So, ma'ishna l'vasof, but in the end, it says, dichsev v'yashav Yosef mitzrayma, Yosef returned back to Mitzrayim, hu v'achiv, and then it says, v'hadar v'chol ha'olam, ito l'kvor his aviv. So what's the shaila here? The order of how they're presenting everybody.
Yeah, first they put the Avdei Paro, and then at the beginning, and then when they come back, they put them at the end.
So what's the difference? In the beginning, it says Avdei Paro, then it says Chob Beis Yosef, and Achiv, then it says Achiv, and then all the Avdei Paro afterwards. So the difference in the order, that's the kasha. So the Gemara says, Amar B'Yochanan B'Tchila, initially, Ad Shelo Ro B'Chvodon Shei Yisrael Lo Nagu B'Em Kavod. Initially, when they didn't witness the Kavod that Klai Yisrael gave, or the Bnei Yisrael gave to each other, they didn't show them any Kavod. Ulvasov Shiro Bechvodan, in the end, when they saw the cover that they were giving each other, Nogubem Kavod, then the Avdei Paro, Avdei Mitzrayim, were the ones who were showing cover to them. Dichsev, as the Pasuk says, Veavo ad Garon Ha'ateid, Vechi Garon Yeshla La'ateid. So Amar Beyabahu Milamed Shi Kifuok Sarim La'Rono Sheyakov Kigon Shze Shema Kifin La'ateid. So what happened? When they showed the kavod that all the other nations saw, we know the Rashi brings the Al Torah, when they saw the Aaron coming of Yaakov Avinu, and all the other nations stopped and saw what was going on, and all the kavod they were doing, each of the kings and the nations placed their keser, their crowns, on the Aaron, showing the kavod. And what's the drash here? Just like the in a goren, in a field, it's surrounded by what's out there, like a bushes? It's
surrounded
by thorn bushes. So that's the idea. There's no goren, there's no... There's no field, there's no garden in thorn bushes, but just like it's surrounded, the fences are made up of thorn bushes, so too that it's surrounded the Aron with crowns. And that was that kavod that the Avdei Mitzrayim, Avdei Paro saw, witnessed. So Shabbat Bnei Esav, the Gemara continues, Bnei Yishmael, Bnei Keturah, all these divinations would come and they placed their keser on the Aron. So the Gemara says, Tana Kulam L'Milchama Bo. The Brisa says they all came to fight against them. The Talom Barono Sheyakov, and they hung up their crowns. I guess initially they came to fight. Did I skip a line there? I'm sorry. I think I skipped a line. Again, Kulam Milamachama Bo. They all came to fight. Came in Shiro Kiso She Yosef Tali Barono Sheyakov. Once they saw the crown of Yosef hanging on the Aron Sheyakov, Nalu Kulam. All of them took their Kisrayan. The Talom Barono. They also hanged their crowns on the Aron as well. Sheyakov. Tana, another Brisa tells us that Shloshim Vishisha Ksarm Nislu Barono Sheyakov, there were 36.
Because they want him to be buried at Merata Machpelah.
So that's they're coming to attack.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but once they saw the Keser, we're not sure why this is, but once they saw the Keser Shay Yosef hanging, they felt the need to hang their Keser as well, and they allowed them to pass through. The other next Brisa tells us that Tana Shloshim Vishisha Ksarm Nislu Barono Sheyakov, there were 36 crowns hanging on the Aron Sheyakov. So Rashi explains how you get the number 36. Rashi says three lines from the top. Shloshim Vishisha Ksarm, Yud Beis Nisim de Yishmal, the 12 Nisim, the 12 heads of tribes of Yishmal, the Chav Gimel Alufim Nimnu Be Esav, the 23 Alufim of Esav, that gives us what? 35. And then the 36th one is going to be Yosef. So Tosos asks Vim Tomar, as rather Rashi asks Vim Tomar, Chaf Hei Hein Teiman Mknaz Nimnu Shtei Pamim. Two of them are counted twice. So Teiman Mknaz Nimnu Shtei Pamim. Vim Tomar Korach. I'm not sure how to pronounce this. Korach Nimnu Shtei Pamim. Shnei Karach Hein Echad Mibnei Elifaz Ve'echad Mibnei Elivamam Mekol Makam Shloshim V'chamisha Hein V'kitzo Shal Yosef. He says if you look at the count, some of them are doubled, some of them are not doubled. It ends up being 35, and plus Yosef ends up being 36. Take a look at the Pesukim. Then the Gemara says, "V'yaspidu sham mispad gadol v'chavid ma'od." There was a great eulogy that was done at that moment, and a tremendous chavid ma'od, heavy. It was very heavy also and intense. So Tana, afilu susim v'afilu chamurim, even the horses and the donkeys, kevin shigil l'maras machpela asu esav akamakev. So that should afilu chamurim. That should be part of the previous brisa. So even they were crying and eulogizing over the. Over the this hesped, it sounds like that's what it means, a masped gadol. And then the Gemara says, "Kevin shigil maras machpelah." Once they got to maras machpelah, also Esav kamakiv. Esav tried to prevent them, as you were mentioning before, not to bury in maras machpelah. Amar lahem, he says to Yosef and the brothers, "Mamre kiras arbahi chevron." So what's he saying? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak kiras arba zugos hayu. That's called kiras arba because four couples. Adam v'chava, Avram v'sara, Yitzchak v'rivka, Yaakov v'leia. So ihu kavra l'leia b'didei. V'hai d'pash didi, who? So what's going on here? So there are four couples. Before this already happened, before Yaakov was buried there, so we know the three couples of Adam and Chava were buried there, Avram and Sarah and Yitzchak and Rivka. And it's meant to be for Yaakov and Leah. Leah was already there. Ihu kavra l'leia b'didei, v'hai d'pash didihu. And the one that was available, the one that's open, is supposed to be Esav. Okay, Esav was the one who was supposed to marry Leah. So Esav said, this is my spot, not Yaakov's spot. So Amrilei Zvinza, we bought it from you. You sold it to us. You remember the whole discussion, the whole the Bechora? Rashi says Zvinza kishemecharta Bechora. You sold the Bechora, and then it's all Yaakov Avinu's kever now. Amrilehu. So Esav says back to them, Nihi dezvina bichirusa shitusa mizvina. I sold you the Bechora. I sold you the double portion, the second, the added portion. But did I sell you the initial portion, the chelik pasha that a regular brother gets? Rashi says. I didn't sell all my chelik. I sold you the extra, the double portion, only that double, the second half. But the first half, the pshitasu, I didn't sell that to you. That's still mine. So Amrilei, they said back to him, "In you sold even that part. Why? How do I know this? Dichsiv, as the pasuk tells us, it says, b'kivri asher karasi li, in the kever. I'm getting the whole pasuk here on the side. It says." When Yaakov Avinu made them promise, Avi Hishbiani Lemor Hine Anochi Meis, I'm going to die. Yaakov says to them, "Bekivri Asher Karisi Li Beret Kanan, bury me in the grave that Karisi, that I made the Koris Bris, I made this acquisition, this deal I made with Esav." So yes, even the Kever was sold to our father Yaakov Avinu. So Rashi just explains here. Rashi Amrlei in. Rashi explains, Pshitusucha, even the single part of that, single Yerusha, Nami Zavanta Chelkecha, they say to Esav, you sold even that part to Yaakov Avinu, Bin Marazu, in this particular cave, Lagamri, completely. Shekach Amra Avinu, our father told us, B'Shas Misa, when he was dying. Asher Karisi Liv, Ein Mechira, Ela Lashon Mechira, I was saying Karis Bris, Rashi says it means Mechira, Kimova Achra Liv, B'Chamisha Asar Kasev, you sold even the Kever to our father Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara goes on to explain further. Vamar b'yochan mishum b'mishum ben yotzadak ein kir el lashon bechir like we saw in Rashi. She came b'kar chayam in the people traveling the sea, koren the mechir kir. That's how they refer to selling. They were use a short language, short words. A kira means mechira. So Amalhu Esav says back to them now. Havli igrasa. So says Rashi. Havli igrasa haru shtar mechir. Show me the document that I actually sold the kever to Yaakov Avinu. So Amrulay, they said to him, Igarta ba'arad Mitzrayim. This star is somewhere in Mitzrayim, where we're far away, we're many days away from traveling from Mitzrayim. Uman Nizel, who's going to go get it? So Nizel Naftali, the Kalo ki al Yalasa, let Naftali go, who is as swift as a ram. Dechsev Naftali Ayala Shlucha Hanosin Yimei Shefer. So he sent Naftali to run back and go get the star. So Amr Rabbi Abahu lo al tikre imre shefer ela imre sefer. So what's the drasha here? Where's Rashi? There's no Rashi here. So I guess to go get imre sefer, go run back and get the sefer, the shtar, the document that proved that you Esav sold to Yaakov even the kever. So chushim brei didan, Hushim was the son of Dan. Taman Hava, he was there. V'karen lei Odine, so he had a heavy ear, he couldn't really hear. Says Rashi, Kavda Azna Mishmo. Rashi says Al Torah as well. He couldn't hear very well. Amalahu, he says, then, my hi, what's going on? What's this whole to-do? My grandfather's waiting to be buried here, and there's this whole back and forth. We're sending some, he doesn't know what's going on, but Naftali ran away somewhere. Amrilei, they say, Kama Akev, hi, Adasi, Naftali Ma'arad Mitzrayim. Esav's standing out, not letting us bury our grandfather, or father, grandfather, until Naftali returned from Mitzrayim. So Amrilehu, so the Chushim ben Dan says, as we're waiting here, my grandfather Yaakov Avinu is going to be standing, waiting here in disgrace, not being buried. Shakal kulfa, he takes a kulfa, or says Rashi a gulfa, which Rashi is a makala stick, and machia resha, and whacked Esav over the head. And Nisan Eina, his eyes fell out. V'nafla akara de Yaakov, and he fell on the, literally the legs of Yaakov. Paschin Yaakov leina, Yaakov opened up his eyes. V'achich, and he, kind of smiled, I guess. V'hainu dechsev, that's what the pasuk means, when it says, until him, Yismach Tzadik, the Tzadik will be happy, ki chaza, when he sees Nakam Pamav Yirchatz Bidam HaRasha, when he sees the revenge, the double revenge, Pamav, that he got in washing the blood of the Rasha. So this is the story. So the way typically we understand the way the Medrash told us that when Chushim ben Dan hit Esav, his head rolled off and fell into the kever. The way the Gemara tells us, it could be other Medrashim as well. The Gemara in Sota tells us that his eyes fell out and the eyes fell onto Yaakov. And Yaakov again somewhat opens his eyes, wakes up for a moment, and is happy to seeing the death of his brother Esav. Now, Bosa Shah, that moment, the Gemara explains, Niskaima Nivuasa Sharivka. Rivka's Nivua was fulfilled. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Lama Eshkol Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. So she was concerned. She didn't want both her sons to die the same day. So she had sent Yaakov Avinu off at the end of the Parsha. But that key, we know, the Gemara tells us, whenever a Tzaddik or Tzaddikah says something, it's going to be Miskaim at some point afterwards. And this was Mekaim because Yaakov died that day and he was brought to Eretz Canaan. And that very same day, his twin brother Esav was killed and died as well. Even though it wasn't one day, because it had been a few days since Yaakov actually had died, still, at least the burial was on the same day. So had Yosef not been Osek in the Kavura, would the brothers not have been involved, Osek, with the Kavura? Says Rashi, what's this Kasha here? So Rashi explained, "V'lo isek be Yosef achiv milo yahavi maske be." Kolomar heyach hanichu achiv Yosef litol los Hashem levado shekuras aviem. How were the brothers able to allow Yosef to take full control of burying their father? Would they not have done it themselves? Had Yosef not done it, of course they would have. V'chi parku melein ha'ol, had they would have removed this obligation to bury their father? V'lo chashulo, and not concerned with Yaakov Avinu's burial?
It's a question
that why is Yosef being accredited with the burying of their father? They all would have done the same thing. Yaakov had the wherewithal because he was in charge, but had Yosef not taken control, they would have taken control.
Yaakov,
so it's not fair. He asked them directly,
right.
But they felt that they were also were messiah, that at least they were helping out, and they went to escort him. That seems to be the kasha of the Gemara. So, and furthermore, the Gemara says, "V'haksiv." Furthermore, "Vayisu also bana of arts a Canaan." They also were involved in carrying the Aron itself. So the Gemara says, "Amru." So the brother said, so Rashi says, "Amru achiv b'neim." The brother said among themselves that "Hinichulo lisasik bo kineged kulanu." Let Yosef represent us. Yosef was the melech, at least second to melech. Let him represent him. It's the greatest kavod for our father that Yosef the melech would be the one being osek. And yeah, Einachanami, they would have been involved more had they and been able to, but they wanted. They were mochel. They were mevater that their brother Yosef at tzaddik, the melech, should be osek. It's a greater kavod for the father, and that's what it means. Of course, if Yosef didn't do it, they would have done it themselves. But they wanted Yosef to do it because it was a great kavod for their father. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, "Milanu gadol miYosef." So, who was greater than Yosef? That Yosef was the one who was osek in Yaakov's kavura. So, as a zechus, Yosef was zoche that the greatest one after Moshe Beinu was the one to be kover him. So, Tanur Rabbanon, "Bavira kama chavivas mitzvos a Moshe Beinu shekol yisak kulan nisaskek bebiza hu nisaskek bemitzvos." Also Rashi al Torah. How great is the tremendous mitzvah that Moshe did that he was Osik in the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik. When all the other members of Klai Yisrael were running around collecting all the spoils of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in getting the Aron out from the Nile River to bring it up and to find exactly where it was to give the proper burial as they returned to Eretz Yisrael. Shenamar, as the pasuk tells us, the pasuk says, "Chacham lev yikach mitzvos." A wise individual will take mitzvos. Ve'evel svasayim yilabet, and the not so wise ones will what does yilabet mean? Anything in the pasuk there? I'm not sure. No, okay, not sure what it means exactly, but the not so wise ones will be osik in things that are not so important. So the Gemara says, "Minayin haya yodeya Moshe Rabbeinu heichan Yosef kaver." So now Moshe Rabbeinu, while everyone was looking around Mitzrayim to collect all the spoils, all the gold and silver, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know where to find the Aron of Yosef HaTzadik? So Amru Serach Bas Asher, Serach, the daughter of Asher, said, "Nishtayro meosa ador." She was the one remaining of the previous generation. She lived a very long life. Halach Moshe etzla. So Moshe went to her. She was the old wise woman who would know. So Amr Lah, he says to her, "Klumat yadas heichan Yosef covers. Maybe you know where Yosef's buried." Amr Lah, she says to him, "Aron shel matechas asulah mitzrayim. Mitzrayim made him a very nice metal aron. The kavu benilus hanar, and they stationed it in the Nile River below. Kedei shisbaruchu meimav, in order that their rivers be blessed with Yosef Atzadik's kochos." So halach Moshe v'amar al tzfas nilus. He stood on the banks of the river. Amr Lah, Yosef. He says, Yosef. He gi'ah ha'isha nishba kadosh baruchu. Now came the moment when Hakadosh Baruch Hu promised, "Shani goel eschem. I'm going to redeem you." V'gi'ah ha'shvuah sheshbatis Israel. Now we're coming. Want to fulfill the shvuah that you gave to the brothers and all of us as the Misora to bury you. If you show yourself, great. Now, if you don't show yourself, I'm clear of my shua because I have no idea where you are. Immediately after saying that, the Aron of Yosef began to float on top of the river. Don't be so bothered. How is it possible that a metal Aron could float on top of the river, on top of water? Because Ksiv, he quotes a pasuk, it says, and one had thrown down the beam, and the metal fell to the water of Gomer. And the continuation of the pasuk is, it says, "Aha, Adoni v'hu Shaul, v'yomer ish Elokim, ona nafel v'yirei v'es ha-makom, v'yiktov etz v'yishlach shama v'yitzof ha-barzo." So we have another pasuk in Malachim, in the first pasuk in Malachim, that a similar thing happens where something, a piece of wood, a piece of metal were thrown down to the water, it ended up floating. So, Havalo Dvarim Kavachomer, is it not a Kavachomer? That story in Malachim is talking about Elisha, Tamidu Shel Yahu, Velyahu, Tamidu Shel Moshe. So, Elisha was twice removed from Moshe, from Moshe Benu, yet he had the Koach to be Tzaf Barza Mifanov. A nace happened that the metal had floated on top of the water. Tzaf Barza Mifanov Pnei Moshe Benu Achas Kam Vakama. How much more so does Moshe Benu have the Koach to have metal rise to the top of water? Don't be so bothered by such a nace. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Rabbi Nassan said, "Bikavranit shel malachim haya kaver." What's kavranit? I mean, so where's the Rashi here? The last Rashi here, Rashi in the page, in the bottom of the page says, "Bikavranit shel malachim, bikivros shel malachim v'lashin yivani." It's a Greek word. It's a special type of kever of malachim. That's how he is buried. So, b'kavranat shamlacham hayakaver, halach Moshe went, v'amad al-kavranat shamlacham, he went to this area where only the kings were buried, apparently. I'm not sure if it means the pyramids. And Amar Yosef says, "Higia eish shenishba kodesh baruch hu, shenigol aschem v'higia shvua sheshvatis Yisrael." Same idea, same conversation, but just went to a different location, according to this medrash. "Imat ha-maretz mechamutav, if you show me where you're buried, great. V'imav, if you don't show yourself, harayani menukim mishvua secha, I'm going to be absolved of the shua." Both to show that moment in Nizdazei Arona Shal Yosef, the Yosef's kever started to shake and tremble. Natlu Moshe v'hiviu etzlo. So Moshe took it with him. V'cholos and shanum shayu yisom b'midbar hayushnei aronos halu. During the travels of the midbar, there were two aronos. Echad shal meis v'echad shal shechina. One of them was the meis of Yosef etzadik, and the other one was the aron of the Kadosh Baruch of the shechina, the aron of the Kodesh Kedashim. Mehalch and zem zeh, they would walk side by side, or they would be carried side by side. V'hayu over in the v'shavin, they would pass and go in front. the Omer Mativ and Shoshne Aronos, those who would pass by, would ask what were the nature of these two different coffins, seemingly, that were being carried by Klal Yisrael. So Halu, Amru Echa, they would say, Shameis Vechad Shashchina, one was of someone who died, and one is of the Shechina. V'chimadarcho Shameis Lahalechim Shechina, is that really appropriate that someone who is Nifter, Yosef Tzadik, who's dead, walk alongside the Shechina? So Amru, they said, this one in the Yosef Tzadik who was in this Aron fulfilled everything that was written in this Aron. So what does that mean that was written in this Aron? The Aron, nothing was written in it yet until they got to Har Sinai. So this couldn't take place the first year. Because only once Kabbalah Satorah happened did they place a Luchos in the Aron. And then the Sefer Torah, the Moshe Benu was writing the entire Midbar. There's Machlokes exactly how he wrote the Sefer Torah. But that Sefer Torah was also kept in the Aron. So this could only happen after they received the Torah, because nothing was written beforehand.
Well, how'd they have an Aron?
That's true.
That was after that.
That's true. So I guess this couldn't happen until the Mishkan was built, until the Kelim were built. So this didn't happen right away. It happened a year plus after, when the Mishkan was built and when the Sefer Torah and the Luchos were given.
Also said Yosef kept the Kol Torah Kula before it was given.
Right, we have the mission at the end of Kedushin, the Avram Avinu also did that. And,
we know about Avram, right. Talking about Yosef also.
Yeah, we assume all the Avos did. Even though the Mishnah and Kedushin and Gemara and Yuma was talking about Avram Avinu in particular, it's the Masorah we have that all the Avos kept them. So yeah, if not, we have it here. This the Gemara tells us, if we didn't know this before, now we know here that Yosef Tzadik was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula. So the Gemara now on the top of Amud Beis says, "Vi lo asik be Moshe Yisrael lo have miaske be." So same question we had before. So Moshe Beinu was given the credit for being osik in it because he was such a wonderful thing. Now, had Moshe Beinu not done it, does that mean to imply that the rest of Klal Yisrael would not have been osik in the Atzmos Yosef? V'haksiv doesn't mean they were also osik in it, as the Gemara says. V'haksiv, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Ves Atzmos Yosef asher helu bnei Yisrael miMitzrayim." Kavru b'shchem, and the bones of Yosef that they brought up, not that Moshe Beni brought up, but they, in the plural, that many members of Bnei Yisrael were osik in the kavura of Yosef HaTzadik. V'su, moreover, the Gemara asks, Ilo yaske be Yisrael, banav lo havim aske be? And had Klal Yisrael not been osik with it, would their sons not have been osik with it? Vay haksiv, vayihu livnei Yosef lenachla. So the children of Yosef, who were still alive, they were zocha to the Nachla in Eretz Yisrael. So you see, the children of Yosef were alive, and they would have taken care of it. So Amru, so they said, Hanichu lo kvodu b'merubim Yosef mibuatim. So they said, let the kavod of their father, of Yosef Tzadik, be with the multiples and not with the minority. What was the response here? So it says Rashi, Amru bana of Batzman, the sons themselves of Yosef, who are only a few. He said, "Hinichu lo, she's asking about Kol Yisrael. You know, it's better for our father, for the covenant of our father, to have the multiples deal with the kavura." Says Rashi further, "Kvodo b'merubim Yosef mibuatim. It's greater cover when the multiples come to be osik with the burial. The Yisrael amru b'atman, and the Yisrael themselves responded. Now this is the continuation of the Gemara. The su amru, and then the rest of Bnei Yisrael said, "Hinichu lo, kvodo b'gedolim Yosef mibuatim." It's better that the Gedolim, namely Moshe Rabbeinu, be osik in it, and not us. So everyone, of course, wanted to be involved, but they realized that there's a certain hierarchy and a certain kavod that can be shown to Yosef HaTzadik being buried by the right amount of people and the right person. The Gemara says, "Kavru b'Shchem," that he was buried in Shchem, Yosef HaTzadik, Ma'ishna Shchem, as we know. Hopefully soon they're refixing the kever, which was recently burnt, but he was buried in Shchem. So Amar Bichama Rabbi Chanina Mishchem Ganvu. From Shechem is where Yosef was stolen, or he was kidnapped and sent down to Mitzrayim, and therefore they wanted to return back to Shechem where he had last been seen, at least in Eretz Yisrael. So Kashu Kradade, the Psukim seem to be difficult. Ksiv, one Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Imo, and Moshe took the Atzmos Yosef, the bones of Yosef, with him.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's Pshat? He wasn't sold in Shechem.
Right. Yeah, no, he was. Yeah, that's where he was. You look at Rashi. Right, that's Rashi quotes the whole Pesukim, where he went to Shechem, and that's where he was sold from.
That's exactly the spot when they were, or was
it? Yeah, he was going.
Over.
No, that's where he was, I believe, yeah. Shechem was a place destined for machlokes, Rashi points out also, talks to Gemara.
Here it says, but Ramash Malefi Pshuto Shel Mikra, She Yosef Nimkar Ben Bedotan, Velo Beshchem. Shekatuv, She Yosef Ba Lishchem, Metzavoy Sheshalom, Ma, right, Mahu. Right, because that's what I remember, that he got to Shechem, he asked somebody, and then he went to Dotan.
Right, the pasuk says, Vayishalcheyu Be'imek Chevron, Ve'evo Shechema,
He's
pointing out that it's not so clear as Shechem, but Rashi
right,
ends up saying.
According to Rashi, Dotan is not the place.
Uh-huh.
We're actually in Shechem, and when he asked him, Nelech Dotan, it means that he asked him, they said, they were saying themselves, let's find Dinim to be able to make him, to be able to sell him.
Uh-huh. But it was in Shechem, not Dotan. Dotan wasn't a place.
Yeah.
The Gemara now says, as it seems to be a steer in the Pesukim again, four wide lines down on Yud Gimel and Beis, the Gemara says, Kashu Akra Hadaden. The Pesukim seem to be contradictory, because one Pasuk says, Ksiv Vayikach At Moshe Atzmos Yosef Yimo. And Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. Uksiv Ed's written with Atzmos Yosef Asher Helu B'nei Yisrael. And then there are the bones of Yosef that were brought up by Klai Yisrael. So who was the one doing it? Was it Moshe Beinu or was it Klai Yisrael? So Am Rabbi Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina Kol Osa Davar V'lo Gamru. Anybody who does something but does not complete that thing, ba'acher v'gamru, somebody else completes it, ma'alela v'kasev al shegamru kilaso. The one who completes the act is as if he did the actual act. So that's why we're giving credit to Klai Yisrael in this situation, because even though Moshe Beinu started the process and did most of the process, since it was completed by somebody else, namely the rest of Bnei Yisrael get credit with this. We do have the opposite thing. The Gemara Makos, I believe, tells us that someone who starts something, who even though he doesn't finish it, he does get credit with it, the starter. Because the Gemara there is talking about separating Ari Mikla. So Moshe Beinu was so excited he was able to separate the Ari Mikla that it existed on Eiver HaYarden. He's only able to do a few of them that existed on Eiver HaYarden. Even though he didn't finish the ones in Eretz Yisrael because he never got there, he was accredited with all the Ari Mikla. So that's the opposite we have, where starting off a mitzvah, you get the full mitzvah. Here it's saying to those who finish the mitzvah, they get credited with the entire mitzvah. Okay, just pointing it out. Not sure if anyone is zooming on this, but fine. The Gemara says further, Rebbe Elazar Omer Afmaridin Oso Migdulaso. Not only that, but a person who doesn't complete a mitzvah, we bring him down from his gedula, his status. As it says, Dechsiv Ahi Beis Ahi, it was at that time, Vayar Yehuda. Yehuda, who was the leader, the melech of the brothers, and then he went down to perform the whole situation with Tamar, Vayar, he went down, he went ahead of Yerida, he lost his gedula. So Rashi, look at Rashi, what Rashi says. Rashi says, Af Moridin Oso Migdulasa. Person who has who does not complete a mitzvah, he loses his status. Min HaShemayim, Ulemaschil, Veinu Gomer Elim Kein Nenes Kimoshe Shemes Beiv HaYarden. So Moshe Beinu is a different story because he was Nenes. He didn't have a choice. He happened to die. He wasn't allowed to complete the act. So he doesn't lose his Gedula. Others who willingly did not complete something they should have completed, they are going to lose their status. So Rashi just says, Vayarad Yehuda, the next Rashi, Shehu Hischil Batalas Yosef, he started off with saving Yosef, Kishamar Ma Betzav Lo Gavar. He said, what good is it to kill him? He started off very good. He was going to complete the mitzvah of saving Yosef, but he didn't follow through. So that's why the very next section of the Parsha is, Vayarad Yehuda, he went down, he had a Yerida, because he lost his status since he didn't complete the mitzvah he started. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Gemara now says, Amar Af Kover Ishto Uvanov, and since such a person who doesn't complete a mitzvah, not only will he lose his gedula, but he's also going to be, Rachman al-Tlan, bury his wife and his children. Dechsiv, Atamaz, Bashua, Eishish, Yehuda. He ended up burying, where's the pasuk, shortly afterwards, right? All his sons who died. Right. The pasuk continues, he ended up burying his wife and his children. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mipnei Ma Nikra Yosef Atmos, Bechayev. So why was Yosef's bones called bones even in his life? So where do we see that he was called Atmos in his life? Rashi says, Nikra Yosef Atmos b'chayev shenemar v'halisem es atmotzai mizev odenichay. So he was telling the brothers to make sure you bury my bones in Mitzrayim, in Eretz Yisrael rather. But he was still alive. You don't refer to yourself as bones when a person's still alive. So because he wasn't moche, he wasn't protecting the covenant of his father, the kamer le avdecha avinu lo amar lehu lo midi. So when Yaakov Avinu saw Yosef after so many years, it says, I'm your father, your servant, your father. So Yosef should say, you're not my servant, you're my father. But since Yosef didn't say anything in response, Yosef was punished in that even in his lifetime, he was referred to as Atzmos, his bones. He was considered bones even when he was still alive. Now it's interesting because he's the one who's referring to himself as Atzmos.
No, this is the brothers.
Right.
Ah.
No, when he says Avdecha Avinu, when he asked them.
Oh, so that I know, but
brothers,
your servant, our father.
Right. No. Some right when he's asking them about. But I'm saying when he was referring to the Atzmos, that was Yosef Tzadik who was referring to himself as Atzmos.
Right.
That's not so much a punishment. If Kadosh Baruch Hu referred to him as Atzmos, it's another story. Here he's calling himself the Atzmos. But somehow that was a punishment that he called himself Atzmos, since when he was asking the brothers, inquiring about Avdecha Avinu, our father, he referred to him as Avadecha. Yeah, the Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Visema Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Bibnei Ma Meis, Yosef Kodem Lachiv. Why did Yosef die earlier than all the other brothers? He died at the end of Parshat Vayechim, before the brothers had died. Bibnei Shehinik Atma Berabonos. Because he was in a position of rabbanus and leadership, as the mission of us tells us, that's not a good thing, and that causes people to die early. Yosef hurad Mitzrayim. Yosef went down to Mitzrayim. So Amar Rabbi Elazar al Tikri hurad ela horid shehorid itztagnine paro migdulason ve'akinei ofan. So what's going on here? That he was taken down to Mitzrayim. So what's the difference between shehorid itztagnine paro? So Rashi says here. Shehorid itztagnine paro migdulason kishepaser es hachalom v'heim lo yadu leposo. When he had interpreted the dreams correctly, and all the other people of Paro were not able to, so that he had brought down all the advisors of Paro. That's he has mowed them. He brought them down as he Yosef as elevated to a higher status. That's what it means. Horid. He mamish brought them down by showing his greatness and ability to interpret dreams properly. V'akneo Potiphar Sris Paro, and he was bought by Potiphar, the officer of Paro. So Amar Rav Shekanu Latzmo, he bought Yosef for himself. Rashi says Latzmo Lemishkav Zachar Mitoch Yofio, because he was so handsome. So we'll skip the parentheses. And Ba Gavriel Upiro Meikaro, so came down on Gavriel and he was Pire Rashi's Hainu Siris Yisera. He was Pare him. He made him to a Siris, into a eunuch, as they would say. So Meikarak said Potiphar, so Potiphara, the extra iron, the added end, indicates what Gabriel did. He came down and somehow it injured, seriously injured, Potiphar. So Milanu Gadlami Moshe Vichle, going back to the mission now, who is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? That he was Osek and Yosef. So the Zechus that Moshe had was that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to be Kover Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So the Gemara now says, Vayomer Hashem, Eli, Hashem says to me, Rav Lecha, that's enough. Right, it's referring to when Moshe Rabbeinu was davening 515 times to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and he really wanted to come, and Moshe was told by Hashem, it's enough, Freddy, you're not going in, just stop. No longer can you daven for this anymore. So Amar Rabbi Levi, Brav, Berav, Biser, Berav, Bisruha. So what does that mean? Berav, Biser, Rav Lechem. So this is going on which pasuk?
The words Rav Lecha are extra. He could have just said Vayomer Hashem Al Tosef Davarei Lai.
Right. So what's the drasha making here? He's referring to Parshas Korach. Rav Lechem Bnei Levi. I read the pasuk on the side here. Usni Behen Eish V'Simu Haleim Ketaras. You should place fire in the pan. The whole fight of Korach V'Adaso. And Machar Lefnei Hashem Machar. Tomorrow we're going to do this. V'Hayah Ha'ish Hashem Yivchar Hashem. The one, the chosen one that Hashem chooses. Hu HaKadosh V'Rav Rav Lechem Bnei Levi. Rav Lechem Bnei Levi. So what does Rav Lechem Bnei Levi mean? So where's the Rashi here? Here he says, see Rashi?
It's Mida Keneged Mida. He told Korach Rav Lechem, and then that's why Hashem.
Right, so Rashi is Berav Biser, as Bnei Malchu Machlakoso Rav Lechem Bnei Levi, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Medaktikim HaTzadikim K'chud Asara V'Nenash Bosa Mida. So that Rav Lechem, that he was Zocha, that Moshe would have the Levim come from him, now the Korach's out of the picture, So Kadosh Baruch is medactic with the tzaddikim. Kichud asara. Rav Yeshlecha hagiyah malchus osha Yeshua ein lecha malchus magas b'chaveret. And now's the time for Yeshua to become king. And no, we can't have the kingships overlap with each other. So therefore, your time has come. So Rav Lechem is how you got, you know, you protected from the word used to protect from Korach. And Rav Lecha, no more, you can no longer daven anymore because now it's Yeshua's time to come. So that same word is being used. That's the idea the Gemara is saying. And by the way, this is an indication from Rashi. There are a few other Rashi that indicate that Yeshua was a melech. It's not so clear that Yeshua had a din of a melech, but there are a few places that show this. There's a Rambam that says this, but there's a Rashi here in Tota that also indicates that he was a melech. So back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara says again, B'rav Bisa, B'rav Bisru, B'rav Bisa, Rav Lechem, B'rav Bisru, Rav Lecha. Davar Acher, alternatively the Gemara says, Rav Lecha, Rav Yesh Lecha, you have a Rav for you, you have a great Rav, says Rashi, Davar Acher, Rav Lecha, Dai Lecha, Al Tarbe B'vakasha, Shilu Yomu HaRav, Kama Kasha, Sheinu Shemei L'Talmud, V'Talmud Kama Sarvin Mafsir. So don't daven so much, don't ask anymore to go into Eretz Yisrael. So they shouldn't say that it's hard for you to hear from your Talmud, meaning you want your Talmud, you have a wonderful Talmud to continue your legacy. Don't make such a big deal here. Manu Yeshua, Davar Acher, I'm mixing up Rashi's here in the Gemara's, I apologize. So Rav Lecha, the first Davar Acher, Rav Lecha means that Rav Yitzchak Manu Yeshua. You have Yeshua, great Rav to follow you.
That's the second one.
Davar Acher, the third one is Rav Lecha, Shelo Yomu HaRav, Kama Kasha, V'Talmud, Kama Sarvan. They're not going to say how difficult is the Rav, the master, and the Talmud is refusing. The Kol Kach Lama. And all this, what's the need for all this? So there are a number of different interpretations what exactly Rav Lecha means here in this context. It's out of place, it seems extra, and we have a few different drushes what it's supposed to teach us. Then the Gemara says, Tana de Beri Rabbi Yishmael Lafum Gamla Shichna. So what's this mean here? So it says Rashi, Lafum Gamla Shichna, that the Koach HaGamal Marbin B'maso, according to the Gamal, according to the camel strength, that's how much package, how much load we're going to put in the back of the camel. Afkan Lafit Tzidkaso Medaktik Acharav, depending on how great the Tzadik was, in this case Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how much we're going to be Medaktik after him. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vayomer Aleihem Ben Me'a V'esim Shana Anochi Hayom. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to him now, I'm 120 years old now, today's the day I'm going to die. So, Shein Tam Lomar Hayom, why does it have to say Hayom? Hayom Melo Yimei V'Shnosai. So today, that mamish today, today's my birthday, today's my last day, I completed 120 years. L'al Medecha to teach you, She'akadosh Baruch Hu Mashlim Shnoseyem, She'atzadikim Yom L'Yom, U'mechodesh L'chodesh. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashlim, he has complete days and complete years for tzadikim, they die on their birthday. To indicate Shlemus. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, this Pasuk appears in Shmos, Lothiyah, sorry one second here, this is the end of the Pasuk here, Es Mispar Yamecha Amale, and the days, the count of your days, I will complete. Then the Pasuk says, Moshe Benu tells Klai Yisrael, La'uchal el latzeis, Lavo, I can't move anymore, I can't go beyond this point, Lavo, my latzeis Lavo, what does that mean? I can't go and come. I can't move. I'm too old. I'm too weak. Doesn't the pasuk say Moshe ben Me'a Shvesim Shana b'Moso? Lo Nas Leicha. The Medrash says that part of the pasuk rather no, there was nothing. Nothing went bad. Nothing. He didn't go old. He didn't age. He's still at full strength. Right. Rashi says Lo Baruch Lachluchas Kocho. His strength didn't weaken at all. Uksiv and the pasuk says. Where he's going to be buried, there were 12 stairs he walked up. So he was certainly able to get physical strength. He jumped all 12 stairs in one leap. So clearly he had strength. So when it says, Lo yuchal lavo lates, doesn't mean, Lo yuchal o lates lavo, doesn't mean he couldn't physically move anymore, because clearly he was able to move. Jumping 12 steps is not an easy thing. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, lates lavo bedivrei Torah. He couldn't anymore engage in learning. The gates of Chachma were closed off to Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't able to access them anymore. That's what it means. Moshe and Yeshua went together to stand in the Ol Moed. Tana, the Brisa tells us that also Shabbos Shel Dio Zuga Hayisa. That Shabbos, that week, was, where's the Rashi here? Rashi says, six lines off the bottom here, Dio Zuge, Dio is Lashon of two, Aramaic for two, Shnei Zugos, two couples, Shnei Chaverim, Hayu Behitzchalas Hayom, Lemosha, Vesof Yoshua. So the beginning of the day was going to be Moshe Benu as being in charge of Klaiso, and the end of the day was going to be Yoshua to take over. Nitles Rishus Mizev, Nitles Zev, they took the Rishus from Moshe Benu, and the power, the control was handed over to Yeshua ben Nun. And the Gemara continues to say, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yilema, Mikra, Kosev, had the Pasuk not said this, Eaf Shalom Omra, I couldn't have said this. Heichan Moshe, Meis Bechel Kosheruven. How is Moshe, where was Moshe? Right. You couldn't have said this had the Pasuk not said that. That was the end of the previous discussion. Now the Gemara wants to know, Heichan Moshe, Meis, where did Moshe, where did he die? Bechel Kosheruven, remember, he was in Avraham Yarden. He made it to that part of the Yarden, the other side of the Yarden, where Reuven and Menashe, and we're supposed to, and God, we're supposed to have certain sections.
Tanya goes together with this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so we'll see how it goes, how it
According
flows.
To Rav Artscroll.
Okay. They wanted to know, where is Reuven buried? Or rather, where is Moshe Rabbeinu buried? So they said he was buried in the Chelek of Reuven. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vaya Moshe Barvas Moav El Har Nevo, V'Nevo Mechel Kosher Reuven. Kaima. How do I know that Har Nevo was in the Chelek of Reuven? Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, U'bnei Reuven Bino v'gomer v'esnevo v'gomer. As part of the pasuk here, there's a pasuk that appears in the end of Bamidbar. It describes all the different sons of Reuven. And one of the sons of Reuven is Nevo. So we see the Har Nevo, the mountain of Nevo, was in the Chelek of Reuven, and that's where Moshe Rabbeinu buried. Skipping the parentheses, v'heichan Moshe kaver. So that's where he died. But where was he actually buried? He was transferred by Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was transferred somewhere else. He was buried in Bechelko Shagad. The Chesiv, as the pasuk says, Vayar Reish is low. Then the continuation of the pasuk is, I read it on the side here, Kisham Chelkas Mechokek, Chelkas Mechokek is referring to Moshe Benu, Sofen, Vayeshe Roshe Am Tzidkas Hashem Asa Mishpata Vim Yisrael. So how do we know this is in the Chelek of God, though?
Mechokek Hu Moshe Rabbeinu Shelimed Et Chukei Torah LeYisrael.
But that much we know. How do you know this was in the Chelek of God, though?
Shechelkat kvaro tzfuna betmuna benachalat shel Gad, harei shenikvar Moshe bechelko shel Gad. Ve'af al pi shemoto haya bechelek shel Reuven, holichu mechelek shel Reuven leikaver bechelko shel Gad.
That's what I was about to say now. So somehow the pasuk is proving to us that he was buried in the Chelek of God. The Gemara wants to know, Michelko Sheruven ve'ad Chelko Shegad kamahava. What was the distance between the part of Reuven that he had died in and the part of God that he was buried in? So the Gemara says, kamahave arba milin. It was 4 mil. So osin arba milin mihol icho. How did Moshe get from one place to the next? It's quite the distance. Milamed shaya Moshe mutal bakanfe shechina u'malach hesharis omrim. So Moshe Benu apparently was taken on the wings of the shechina. And the malach hesharis were saying at the time, Tidkas Hashem also umishpatav im Yisrael, that the great chesed that Hashem does and the way He judges Am Yisrael. Because the Shbaruch Omer, in response, Hashem said back, Omer mi yakum li im mireim, mi yisyatev li im pali oven. So who's going to stand with me? Who's going to stand up with me like the shepherds and stand with me like the ones who worked? So this is a reference somehow to Rashi says here, Bekanfe shchina, Beknaf lovish hodu, with the wings of the Shechina he was adorned, he was wearing. Miyokum li im mireim lo chicham lishmi. So what's this back and forth between the Malachim and the Kadosh Baruch? I'm not getting this. Nothing? Okay.
It seems that where it says Milam and Shayam Moshe Mutal ben Kafe Shechina, it says that this part is what Rabbi Yehuda says, Ilmale Mikra Katuv Yoshar Leomro.
Have we not seen this in the pasuk? We couldn't have tempted to say something like this. But somehow there's this conversation, this dialogue between Klai and the Malachim. And according to Shmuel now says, Amar, Mika Chacham Miyodeh Pesher Davar. The response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, who's like this wise one? Rashi says, Pesher Davar Shayo Yodeh La'asas Pshara Benu Vein Beni. He's able to make a compromise. Moshe Rabbeinu was always going back and forth, mediating between me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Klai Yisrael. That was the praise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said during this travel from the Chelek of Reuven to the Chelek of God. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, a different statement was said, a different pasuk was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar, HaChachma Me'ayin Timsa, where would one find such great wisdom like we had in Moshe Rabbeinu? And Rav Nachman says, Amar, Vayamas Shah Moshe, and Moshe died there. So Simalion, which is the name of a person, the shame of a chacham. I don't know if he appears anywhere else in Shas. Amar Vayoma Sham Moshe, Sifer Rabba the Israel. Like a kinas sofer, I'm referring to that. As a sofer, what's the drush he's making here? The pasuk says again, "Vayamas Moshe Sham, Vayamas Sham Moshe, Moshe died." What's the continuation of the pasuk here?
Eved Hashem.
Eved Hashem. So I don't understand what he's adding here. I don't know the drush he's making. He just stopped saying that the great Safra, great Talmud Chacham died. By the way, look at Tosfos for a moment. That little Tosfos on the top here. He wants to know who Simalion is. So Perish Rabbeinu Tam is Damri Malach is Damri Shem Chacham. Some say he was a Malach, others say he was a Chacham. I just don't get what he's adding here.
It says Lom Dechora Lom Uvan Ma Hashibach Bepasu Vayamot Sham Moshe Yesh Mefashim Sheikar Ha Hesped Hu Hator Eved Hashem.
Ah, Eved Hashem. The Hesped. You call someone an Eved Hashem, that's enough of a Hesped. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Hashem, he's a Safer Rabbah. There's no more need to eulogize other than calling someone a true Eved Hashem, a Safer Rabbah. That's what he's saying. Okay. Tanya the Brisa tells us now, Rabbi Eliezer Gadol Omer Shnaim, Shneimasar Mil, Al Shneimasar Mil, connected Machane Israel, Baskol Mashmir. 12 mil by 12 mil, that area, the Baskol was heard. The Omer and said, Vayamas Moshe Safer Rabbah Israel. That's exactly what the heavenly voice would say, had said. V'yesh omrim, others say, lo meis Moshe. Moshe actually never died. How do we know this? K'siv hach, it's written v'yom hasham. U'k'siv hasham, it's written elsewhere. This is in Parshas Yisro, it seems. Maybe the end of Mishpatim, rather. V'hisham im Hashem. And he was there, Moshe Rabbeinu was there with Hashem on Har Sinai. Right, malahal and omeidu m'shamish, just like there. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights with Hashem, standing and serving Hashem. Afkan Omer Mishamish, so too, when he died there with Hashem, he's with Hashem, he was standing and serving, he's dead to us, for us, in all intents and purposes, he's dead to us, but he wasn't Mamish dead, he was there and is still serving Hashem, according to this Gemara. Let's go a little further. Vayikpor also begay Beretz Moab Mul Beis Por, and Moshe Benu ultimately was buried here in this area of Gay Haaretz. It was opposite with a base bore where one of the most disgusting Ovdei Avodah Zarahs were. So Amar Rabbi Riach Simon Besoch Simon. There's a hint in a hint. Vafil Hachi Lo Yada Ish Es Kivuraso. The Torah is somehow hinting to us exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu is being buried. Says Rashi Simon Besoch Simon Kolomar Simonim Harbe Baritz Moav Begay Mul Beis Bor Vafil Pikein Lo Yada. Even though the Torah really describes where he was buried, we still can't find the location of the Kevish of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kfar Shalcha Malchus Arisha Eitzal Gistera, and the Malchus Arisha, the evil kings, had sent Eitzal Gistera Shabes Poor. Rashi says the Moshel, Kamasha Amar, Shamar Kumos Duchas. This was like the priest, if you will, the priest of Baspor. Herenu Heichin Moshe, they wanted to know where exactly Moshe is buried. Heichin Moshe cover. Amdu Lamala Ninmad Lehem, Lamata, Lamata Nidimah Lamala. So those who went up, it seemed like the bottom. Those who went to the bottom seemed like it went up. Meaning there's some games that are going on here in terms of the vision that they're playing mind games at Kadosh Baruch Hu. They went to the bottom, it looked like the top. They went to the top, looked like the bottom. Is that how it's describing it there? They're being confused?
Yeah.
They went to the top of the mountain, thought they were in the bottom of the mountain.
Well, it was like when they went to the top, they said, oh, there it is down there. And then when they went down there, oh, no, it's up there.
Uh-huh. Okay. So some interesting
optical
illusion was taking place, right? So nechu l'shtekizo. So let's split up. Half of us will go to the top, half of us will go to the bottom. This way, we're going to find it. So osim shomdim l'mala nidmulen l'mata nidmulen l'mala. It still happened. L'kai mashenemar to fulfill what the pasuk says. V'lo yada ish es kvaraso, that nobody should know exactly where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. I think it's written in the Svar Makadoshim, maybe in the Zohar, maybe somewhere else. And the reason why we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu, it might be a Medrash even, where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, because there's a concern that if we were to know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, anything we'll ask at the Kever Moshe Rabbeinu, we would be granted. That tefillah will be fulfilled. So it's a wonderful thing to have the tefillahs answered, but we can't have everything answered. We have to sometimes daven hard and ask really hard and work on ourselves. If we knew Moshe Rabbeinu's kever was going to be the answer to all our tefillos, it would make things very, very difficult, too easy, and therefore we would not be working on ourselves like we really should be working on ourselves. For that reason, the Medrash says, or wherever this is written, says we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu's kever is. Okay, Shkoyach, have a wonderful day, a wonderful week.
Shkoyach.